Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Don't know about you, but I feel like a weekend or something.
Scott Mills Daily.
Donna!
Hi, Scott.
You alright?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
Now, I got your text.
Yeah.
Tell us what it said.
Right, can you remember ages ago when you were looking for the hottest sounding, like, pre-recorded voicemail service thing?
Oh, yeah, this is ages ago where
ages
we...
Ages ago.
Trying to find the hottest person, you know, on one of those, press one for this, press two for this type things.
Yeah, yeah.
What have you got?
Oh, I found a super, mega, hot lady for you.
Okay, good.
It's from this catalogue that I'm aware of, and I rang up today, and, God, she was so hot down the phone. I want to sound like her.
You want to sound like her?
Yeah, maybe I wouldn't be single if I sounded like that.
Oh. Okay, well, I got your text earlier, and I've recorded this.
Right.
So let's hear the lady. Is this a catalogue that you might buy stuff from sometimes?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, here she is. She's quite breathy.
To place an order or request a catalogue, please press 1 now. If you would like to make a payment, please press 2 now. If your call is regarding an inquiry, please press 3 now.
Good morning.
Exactly.
I see what you mean.
Now,
I'd just be pressing 5 all the time. We have.
High five.
Love you.
Love you too. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
To place an order or request a catalogue, please press 1 now. If you would like to make a payment, please press 2 now. If your call is regarding an inquiry, please press 3 now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I like doing these little updates now and again. You might remember we spoke to Lauren a couple of weeks ago. Hi, Lauren.
Hiya.
You all right?
Yeah, good, thanks.
So for people that didn't hear it, fill us in on where we were last time.
Okay, I'd been with my boyfriend for a while and he asked me to move in. So he was a little bit, you know, iffy asking me, but I came in and it's a real boy apartment. It's covered in Man United posters, no colour coordination or anything. So I thought I'd come in and you know, help him out a little bit. But what I'd noticed has been living with him for a week. He did things like boy tidying, which meant picking things up and just putting them down. And he couldn't wash up properly. And they were just a massive, massive long list.
A lot of people remember us talking to you when we were doing the Chris Moyle show.
Yep.
So where did we get to? I can't quite remember.
Right, well, I was a little bit worried because I couldn't fart in front of him and I was really, really nervous about doing it and I kept leaving the room all of the time.
Oh, yeah, to do it. And I told you to do it, didn't I?
You did.
And then let me know.
You did, yeah.
And that would be the first fart in front of him ever.
It was.
You live with him now?
I do, yeah.
Okay, and, so tell me the story. What's happened since we last spoke?
Well, you told me to do it at 8:30 on the Friday evening and I thought, yeah, that'll be my benchmark. And I kept checking my watch. And
hang on a minute, Lauren. So Scott told you to at a specific time on a specific day?
Yeah.
Yep.
That Friday night, I said.
Just it was, yeah.
That rip. 8:30.
I thought I'd set myself a target. I thought it'd be a lot easier to do.
Did you set an alarm for this?
Lauren, I didn't. You didn't have to do it on demand. Not directly at that time.
I can.
Oh, good.
Well, I had a little one brewing at about 8:35. I hope that's okay.
No, that's fine. And 5 minutes
and,
late.
And we were watching some football thing, and I let one go. And he it was silent for a little bit, and then he looked at me and just went, high five, like that, and just high-fived me, and nothing was ever said after that.
See, it's fine then.
Yeah, all good, but he's started to tell everyone it now, so he told all of his friends. He was like, oh yeah, she farted in front of me the other night, how funny is that, how cool is she, and all that, and they're all going, do it, and I was going, oh, leave me alone.
Oh.
So now it's turned into like a party trick thing that you do, where you do it on demand and then you get a high five as a reward almost.
Absolutely.
Oh, so it's going all right, but
yeah, it's going
apart
really
from we've
well.
Opened the floodgates to do that.
It's going really, really well, thank you.
Listen, Lauren, thank you for the update, because a few people were asking how it was going. And have a good weekend.
Will do, thank you.
Give me a high five.
That high five makes her feel bad now, because normally she only gets one if she does a...
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Or a burp.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Quite excited. I'm going to Newquay at the weekend. Love Newquay. It always feels like you're on holiday there. Always. Do you agree?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Wasn't it this time last year that we went together?
Oh, yes.
What? Wasn't that bad?
No, it was just funny because you had your friend with you who wanted to try on Gemma, who works upstairs, his shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember? That's quite weird from a man. Like, yeah. He's a really nice guy, but Gemma came in and he was like, oh, what size are your feet? And she went, she went size 5, and he's like, brilliant, ooh, same
so
as
am
mine.
I'm saying, I'm size 5.
And she was like, okay. And he went, can I try them on? At which point, I was like, Gemma, what's happening?
No, that's the guy. That's the guy that I normally take to gigs with me.
He's lovely, but I was like, why do you want to try her shoes on?
No, he often tries girl shoes on. That's what he does at gigs. If we're staying over.
Is that like his party trick? Like, oh, I'm a size 5, let's have your shoes.
He just likes to try them on.
I made him sound like Paul Daniels, he's not.
No,
I don't know why I did
not
that
like
voice.
Paul Daniels. He does, he just likes to try them on sometimes. Got some news about Gemma who works upstairs.
Go on.
Her poor car, which is knackered, got broken into last night.
Oh, no.
And they tried to take it away, but her crook lock off the 90s stopped them.
What's the crook lock? Oh, she's got one of those things.
Yeah, they could see. They do still work.
They do work.
She hasn't got an alarm, but she does have a crook lock.
She
didn't
doesn't have much luck with cars, does she?
No.
Do you remember when her dad tried to get her a? Oh God, what was it? He wanted to buy her a pickup truck.
Yeah. Well, she had her eye on like a Mazda or something, like a proper, you know, girl about town
he
car.
He said he was going to get her a sports car, and then he changed his mind and said he was going to get her a pickup truck.
Yeah. But her car, which she is blatantly trying to get rid of anyway, which is absolutely had it. Yeah, it got broken into, but the crook lock saved it. She's quite upset, though, because they didn't take any of the CDs in the car. And now she's like, what's wrong with my CD collection?
What's she got?
Britney, Gaga, all still there. Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.